Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Fakeologist.
Ab.
Fakeologist, hello, Uncle Odd. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm having a day. Are we on a cigar walk?
Are we what? Yeah, of course.
Oh, is this cigar walk? Is it a set time?
Is what?
Are your cigar walks at a set time?
It's just in the afternoon, late afternoon. I didn't do any filming today. I'm going to wait till I get my my little let's see.
What did you buy? What did you order? What did you get?
I ordered I can't remember the name of it, but basically it's a selfie stick that self-regulates so people don't have to see me go up and down and up and down, you know, with my steps. It'll just kind of hold it steady like Jeff does.
Okay. How did you decide which one to get?
I went to Amazon and I'm an holdout, man. I still have my iPhone 7 Plus. So I found one that worked with that and ordered it, and it got lots of good reviews. So, it was like $80 or something like that. So,
well, it's a selfie stick with a stabilizer?
There you go. That's the word, stabilizer.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that people would appreciate that so that,
be good.
And then I won't look like as much of a ogre fat pig where you see me bottom up and you see my whenever you're looking down at something, your lower chin looks like one of those birds that puffs out.
Yeah.
Frog that puffs out. So it's the anti-frog move. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you, man. Don't forget, Friday morning at 7 bells, we're meeting with Don and David. Is that right?
We are. Absolutely. Let me double check and make sure I have my 6:30 a.m. Friday. I have an alarm. Yes, sir.
Nice.
You bet.
Then we're Zooming that one.
We are Zooming it.
Okay.
We'll live stream that bad boy.
All right. That sounds great.
Now, you probably know a lot more about these folks than I do.
Not really.
So,
not really,
okay.
No. I'm going to try and find a couple of interviews with them, see what they're saying.
Okay.
So, I have to admit, I haven't read the 900-page book yet, so we're just going to ask a lot of questions, and hopefully, I know they could, if they can fill 900 pages, they can fill a couple hours. Plus there's two of them, plus there's two of us. There will be no issues finding stuff to talk about.
No, there will be no issues. Now,
no.
I'm wondering, do you think that they'll, is that something that's bannable just because of their name?
Well, everything's bannable. Everything's bannable,
right.
But.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should do it on Uncle Odd 2, or if I should do it on my, because I have one strike left on the Uncle Odd show.
Yeah.
But I could always live stream it, and those who watch it, and we can pull it over to FakoTube, and then I could, you know, delete it. That might be the move.
Well, if you record it on your end, I think Zoom records your videos as you go, I believe.
Say again?
You have a copy of the video on your computer. You have recording with Zoom, I believe.
Yeah, my issue is whether or not the censored ones will look at it and just say, hey, that goes against, the Druid Babylonian Bastard guidelines. And so we're going to give you a strike. And then, poof, be gone. Back to zero. So,
yeah, I sent you a timestamp of your.
I know, I saw that.
I really wasn't following, but even though Florida is supposed to be free, when I see stuff like that, I think you're pretty much the same, except you're not locked down.
That's exactly right. It's the, like I said, everybody is masked. I mean, it's the walking dead down here like everywhere else. So, now, it's easier to navigate if you know what you're doing and saying. You can, yeah. All you have to do is be able to articulate that you have an exemption, and so nobody's going to give you a...
Kevin J. Johnson's still doing all that here, and we're under full lockdown, so it doesn't seem like the amount of lockdown affects the masking, really. They seem to be two different things.
No, you'll like to say, I was just walking and I'm not talking, so I was just trying to think of something clever to do for a more professionally produced Uncle Odd piece. That would be something like, all right, I'm going to give you a series of descriptors, and I want you to tell me who I'm talking about in the show notes. I'm not gonna give it up, but I want you to tell me who I'm talking about. So
Tom Brady.
Here we go. There's about 15 descriptors. So the unconscious ones, the roofied ones, the masked ones, the brainwashed ones, the vaxxed ones, the depopulated ones, the troubled ones, the order followers, the universal basic income ones, the non-cryptoed ones, the COVID-catching ones, the fiat-currencied ones, the extorted ones, the Biden ones, the banked ones, the unknowing ones, and the non-doged ones. That's just a beginning list, but I thought it was kind of fun. That's one that I can post in the summit Telegram chat, and I think people would crack up.
Yeah, I have a quote from the governor of the Bank of Canada. He made, all these top money guys are making comments on Bitcoin. They have to, because it's so in their face right now. They don't have much choice.
Yeah. Well, when I saw Cramer talking about it.
Cramer, yeah.
You know, when he's talking about it would be a fiduciary irresponsibility for a CFO to not use part of their treasury, a percentage of their treasury, to be able to hedge and invest in Bitcoin now that Tesla did it. That's going to put a lot of pressure on, you know, these dummies, and they're going to get into crypto. They're going to get into Bitcoin, and that's just going to drive the price up, you know? So even though it's at 48,000 or whatever it is now, I think it took a little dip today, but still 48,000, 50,000, this could easily in a year be 250,000. Easy. You know what I mean?
Yes, let me read something to you.
Okay.
It was the deputy, who is it here? The recent valuations of Bitcoin, says the Bank of Canada's deputy government, Tim Lane. What's a deputy government? He must have missed a word. Is speculative mania. In fact, in a big speech, the top banker just linked BTC to tweets, making us all think of hoodies and Redditors. The recent spike in prices looks less like a trend and more like a speculative mania. An atmosphere
sure.
in which one high-profile tweet is enough to trigger a sudden jump in price, he stated in this. Our view remains unchanged. A digital currency is by no means a foregone conclusion.
Keep telling yourself that. You know, all that does is send signals and programming to the unmasked ones or to the masked ones, and you know, just keeps them from putting their toe in the water. But it doesn't matter because they're keeping it for themselves. They want the
I'm sure they probably all loaded up in it with positions, but I think this might accelerate the digital currency from the BBBs. They must be rushing their plans now.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting? Just came to me. I wonder if this puts a halt on their, if this might strategically put a halt on their money printing. Maybe they say, hey, guys, this has worked for a long time, but we're kind of screwing ourselves now.
No, they're going to keep printing the money because they got to get everyone into debt, deep debt that they can't pay back. That's
right.
That's going to keep going. I can't see that. It's just going to get worse, actually. They got to really devalue the hell out of the currency. And every time they print it, it devalues it like crazy.
What do you think is going to impact prices, everyday prices?
Well, I'm not sure because the price of bananas has not changed in 30 years. How is that possible?
That's my question.
Yeah, well, there's no way unless they haven't. I think everything's gone up. So I think they keep a lot of things suppressed. They can't tell what's going on. For instance, have you heard of a website called Shadow Stats?
No.
Shadow Stats is a website. I think you can subscribe to it, but that guy claims he has the real numbers because they keep changing the meaning of the word inflation. They just keep changing the definition to keep the numbers.
I'm losing you, Ab. Let me guess, you had a Bluetooth issue.
Well, no, somebody called on the real phone line.
I got you.
Anyway, this guy says unemployment in the U.S. is really around 25% to 30%, and inflation is 9%. But that's not what they tell you.
No.
So there's so many things that are happening that nobody's aware of because they lie. If they lie with statistics with COVID, they're busy lying with statistics everywhere else, including the economy. So it's really hard to tell what's happening. But I still can't understand why the price of bananas hasn't changed in 20 or 30 years. It's not like there's been any advances in the production of bananas, I don't think. So there's something where they just suppress certain numbers to fool people, think, oh, everything's the same. Oh, bananas are the same price. And everything is fine. Just the things that people keep track of, maybe even the price of bread. Those are things
that is changing, I keep noting, is, you know, I like my steak. And I went and bought steaks yesterday, and I'm like, fuck, it is expensive, you know, to get good steaks. And so, but that could be because they want to. You know, they don't want us eating meat. They want us eating Killgate's, you know, faux meat.
Bugs. I want to eat bugs, as the No Agenda show says. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the price of beef is definitely up for sure. We don't eat it nearly as much as you anyway, but...
Right.
Season, but...
Well, you know, we have to make up for lost time with my wife because, you know, she could only eat it twice a year when she was growing up.
I know. Does she really love it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure she does. Hi there.
That's good.
Sure she does. Because I make great steaks. I got I got an Uncle Odd recipe that just everyone thinks they make great steaks, though.
So yeah,
that's nothing proprietary. It's just a
well, you just have to cook it to a certain temperature and also the rub, the sauce.
Exactly.
That's what makes it's the rub.
All right, here's an exclusive. Here's right. The Uncle Odd rub. Is if on you get your steaks, you get some garlic salt, and you put, you know, a healthy amount of garlic salt on it. But yeah. Then what you do is you pat it. You have to pat, get it into the steak. And then you do the same thing with your pepper. Not a lot, just a little bit. But then you get Lowry's seasoning salt, and you finish it off, and you pat it. And you do it on the other side. And it just turns out to be a delicious steak. That's all. Nothing fancy. But it's just consistent. It's always a good steak. So there you go. Try it.
Well, my wife does her own. I don't know what she...
Okay.
This is great.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever she does, it's great.
Okay, well, of course. Mrs. Fakeologist rocks.
She does. She's right? A trooper, man. She is a trooper.
How's she doing? How's your daughter doing?
Well, thanks for asking. Everyone is just pretty stable.
Okay, that's good.
No, they're not happy. They're not sad. They're just blah. The February blahs.
Okay.
Just sort of a gray outlook on life, really, right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really. I was thinking that today. What exactly do we have to look forward to right now? That's the problem. We don't have any vacation plan. We normally are in Florida this time.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we go every year, usually to Florida or Mexico. So that's the one thing that's the one thing that we treat the family with. So that's out. What is there to look forward to? Honestly, we don't really have anything, and that's the problem in life. If you don't have something to look forward to, it just makes everything drudgery. Okay, well, we're making money, and we hope it's worth something next year, and you know, very very tricky.
Oh, I'm telling you, absolutely. That's why I've shared before. I'm a project guy. That's why, this stuff we're doing together, that counts a lot. That counts a lot for me and my quality of life. I just feel like, you know, I'm not standing still just waiting for the world to pass me by, but instead just, you know, engaging with like-minded people and having fun doing it. And, you know, and even though it's a small thing, And some might think ultimately it's just you're just kind of playing with yourself, but
you're reaching people.
It's something, you know.
Yeah, you're reaching people. Other than that, her diabetes is just the same. There's not really any change. Just trying to figure out why the numbers are the way they are on a daily basis, and a lot of times we have no idea what's happening.
I have to share something with you.
Go ahead, sir.
So I was on my home group meeting. We do a Zoom meeting for AA every night.
All right.
And the guy who's the most sober, I think he's 72.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's been sober since he's 28. So a lot of sobriety and a lot of wisdom in that guy. And he's always been a very athletic man. And
okay.
He shared with everyone that, you know, he was going to start going to real meetings again soon. Uh-oh. There's a fire engine going into my neighborhood.
Wow.
Hope everyone's okay. That's
open
weird.
Gate.
I hope it's not my house.
Well, the fire department responds to everything, including fire.
Yeah, I know. I can see my house now, and I don't see that it's on fire. So I think Uncle Odd's okay. But anyway, this guy, shared last night with the group that he was going to start going to physical meetings again since all of his COVID started, because he got his he's getting his second jab today.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah, and, but it was interesting. He announced to everyone that, hey, guys, I just want to let you know, I mean, I've been so healthy my entire life. And he said, my blood pressure has been 120 over 80 my entire life. And he says, I don't know why, but 2 weeks ago, it just spiked to levels that are concerning. So just want to let you know, I'm going to be getting checked, and I just want to share that with the group, because that's what we do. We share our trials and tribulations. And I didn't think anything of it until my walk, and I'm thinking, I wonder if that coincides with his first jab. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt.
I bet it did. And it'll be interesting. I'm keeping an eye on it. I wish him a long life, but I'll just be really interested to see. Hey.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
That was a... Yeah, so he got the jab. He's not doing well. He's got a blood pressure issue now. What else?
Yeah, never had it before, and I was just saying that while I certainly wish him a long life, I'll be interested to see how his health progresses now, and, you know, not there won't be anybody except me that will suspect what's really probably the cause, you know?
Oh, God, yeah. Interesting. That's not good. That's not good news.
No, but I think that's going to be the case with lots of different things. I mean, you can't, if indeed it's true that what they're injecting is what we think it is, I mean, how can your body not react to it?
And, well, yeah, that's, you know, the sign. That's the definition of a vaccine. It's to create an immune response.
But this isn't a vaccine based upon the literal definition of it. This is a medical device.
Yeah, but they put it in the vaccine category because, as Dr. Shiva said on something I put on FACO2, it puts it in the unregulated drug area. That's why I want it there. It's unregulated. It'll never be regulated.
Yeah.
It's not only in the unregulated, but because of the emergency order, it bypasses all the testing of the unregulated vaccine. So it's got a double pass.
Yeah.
Which is tremendous. It's literally like, hey, I'm going to build a car. It's not going to get tested. And the minute it rolls off the assembly line for the first time, I can sell it. Would you like to drive it? I've never built a car before. And, you know,
there's
lots of people who try it.
Let's say it looks good. The experts say that it drives well.
That's right. We've never tested it. So this will be the first time we've accelerated with around a corner with a family of five in it. And it should work. But if it doesn't, there's no liability if you tumble off the side of the cliff as it rolls down.
Right.
How would you like that?
Sign me up. Give me two of them. Let me get a first one, and then when, you know, just to make sure that my family is safe, give me a second one. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Crazy, crazy. Yeah, I was thinking about Marcus today. How's his
ex-slave
coming along?
I have no idea. I don't get Exclave updates. I'm not a member, so I don't know what exactly is happening there.
Oh, I thought you guys talked every week.
Well, no, we don't have a regular time. We just talk whenever the feeling comes up, every once or twice a week. Don't have a specific time.
Got it.
That's part of my non-commitment and non-committal personality. So it's just a little easier that way to be flexible.
Yeah, I think that's good. That works. It works for
you.
You should.
Yeah, it's
a lot
good.
Of content.
So I don't
operating
know.
Operating under that principle.
Yeah. Well, the audio chatters, I try and listen to the audio chats. They've been doing a great job as well.
Oh, good.
Some really good content there. These guys are trying real hard. Different people.
Awesome.
So a lot of people want to chat. Like I said, I think my audio setup is working. So I'm...
Oh, good.
I'm just playing around with that, trying to stream the FacoTube now that my machine doesn't stutter because the sound is on a separate computer or a device, audio device. So I can stream now.
That's awesome.
Well, I know when I was talking to you, you said my audio was stuttering, so that really made me think, wow, because Zoom, I think Zoom uses a ton of resources, even on my end, even if I have no video, and that caused me, my audio to stutter. And I guess normally you don't notice it, but I guess it was bad at that night, that time. So hopefully it won't do that now.
Okay. Well, that's good. We'll see.
So we'll see.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll have to do something and test her out.
Sure. Hey, Zeus. Hey, Zeus, you demon.
You're in the compound. I like your Nostratatus. That was a great quote.
Yes, every once in a while we'll drop something that's fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Man.
I'm anxious to see how your stabilizer works. I figured you'd get one pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, because I'll go back and I usually never listen to anything that I do or we do.
Yeah, me neither. It's too boring.
But, but I wanted to see how it would, how it looked and stuff. And I'm like, God, that kind of makes me dizzy. So,
yeah, that's what I meant. You know. Plus you're huffing and puffing and then you're out of breath a bit because you're breathing in smoke. But the one other thing that I think Jeff uses, he might use some kind of lav mic. Your sound is quite good. I guess it's because of your ear pods or earbuds.
Earbuds. And yes, and my last one, I forgot them. And so I was like, after I finished it, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't have my earbuds. I wonder if it's going to sound like shit. And I didn't think it sounded horrible, but I think with the earbuds.
Do they cut out the wind noise?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they
do. Okay.
That's my sense, anyway, from looking at the last one.
Because Jeff has a good mic. Jeff has a pretty good mic.
He has an excellent mic, and I was trying to see if he did have a lav, but I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Or he may have a, like I have my vlogger camera, but I have it set up for my studio, you know, and it's like I don't want to take it off for my walks. I mean, I could get awesome quality if I did, but you know, it's kind of like.
But his audio level never changes, depending on where his camera's flying around chasing the dog. So that leads me to believe he's mic'd himself.
Good point.
It never comes and goes depending on where he's swinging the camera. So he must have mic'd himself up.
Good point. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Which is so important for good audio.
Yeah. I can look into that. Baby steps, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but your audio is quite good, so it's not a problem.
It's like...
Except the wind.
Yeah, but I think the earbuds take care of that.
They might.
So.
They might.
We'll test it. I'll do another one in the next day or two. I'm sure.
All right, that's great. Okay.
Certainly over the weekend. I'll test out the new gear, see if it works. But, it's funny. I've been getting a lot of requests from people, like, wanting to talk. Like, one person said, hey, can you talk about business? You know?
Oh, nice.
I had one person who must know that I am in AA or whatever asked to talk about addiction. So, you know. That's
good
stuff
for you.
That I just think, because I think what makes Jeff so good is just his command of what he's talking about, right? So you can't fake it. Like, no way I could walk around talking about
the time when he doesn't get it.
What's that?
he admits it. He says, I don't know. I don't remember when I did this, or I don't know. I'm bad at math. It's a million times. So he's very humble in that way.
He is.
I don't know what the hell it is. I don't even care.
I also know after what he does is he sends it to their editor, and their editor then.
He's a great editor.
Uncle Odd doesn't have an editor.
That's how he pumps them out, though. That's how he pumps them out so fast.
Oh, sure.
Because that's a huge video he makes. Although it seems to be in one take, but I don't notice any cuts, but maybe it's not.
Oh, I think it's all in one take. He's very good. He's so good. As a matter of fact, that's why I didn't record anything today, because his video came out, and I wanted to walk and listen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Just because you're
almost an
you're
hour.
Better for it. It's must listen, you know, must listen content. And the fact is, he's predicted everything. And so, you know, I think especially anything that's related to crypto and stuff, it would serve us well just taking his lead, you know. Same with Raphael. These guys know their shit, man.
Yeah, as much as anyone can know it, because again, my only worry is what the big boys will do, and I don't think anyone knows what their plans are. We know they're just awful.
It's so early. It's so early right now still in all of this. If you think about the big boys are just getting into it, and that's going to drive up price. So there are so few of us.
But what about the central bank? What are they going to do if this gets too big? What can they do? That's my worry.
I think they're going to ultimately attack the Bitcoin side of the ledger. Hold on. Come here, Zeus. Come here. Go inspect. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come inside, demon. I don't want to hear you bark. Go inside. You are banned. You are banned from Uncle Odd's porch. But I think the big boys or the central banks, they're going to figure out a way to dominate Bitcoin so that they benefit. But that's just good for us that are in it now. I wish I had a lot more money, fiat currency, to pump into it now, but I don't, you know. Just kind of watching my initial investment. I ended up putting 5 more in, but so what was 30 is now 35, but it's up to 56,345 today, so that's kind of a nice dopamine hit.
Yeah, that is good, but it is going to be interesting what they do.
What were the big boys going to do when it was $3 and everyone was telling Jeff that, you know, he's wacko?
But now that it could be very influential and big and sort of their controlled opposition, maybe if Elon Musk, what's he doing? I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw Elon. So
I don't either. But that's why, you know, that's why you don't hear, you hear Jeff talking about Monero, right? And what
yes,
that's going to do. And
I haven't moved
coin.
Anything there yet.
I haven't either, but I'm determined over the weekend to figure that out. Because I think it's smart to be able to do it. And I found some, Monero ATMs in Tampa. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, they're all over.
A Monero ATM. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
You could just put a U.S.
You can go put your credit card in or whatever. If you have a Bitcoin, you know, address or something, you can convert it to Monero at an ATM machine. And so what happens, and this is just me not knowing shit, but what I think happens is once you convert any of your currency into Monero, now it is totally private. So
Yeah.
If you then go back on an exchange and you convert it into a Bitcoin, then that Bitcoin now is not trackable. So
yeah. But what else does the ATM do? Can you give them a fiat currency, the ATM, and buy Monero?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Where would you find an ATM like that? In a convenience store?
Yeah, they're in like shit places, like, you know, weed shops or a gas station in a bad area of town.
Okay.
You know, but they're out there. All you have to do is search for your, you know, Monero ATM in your town and they'll pop up.
And are all the cryptocurrencies there on that machine?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. There is a, did you join the Canadian chat group that is basically the summit, but it's for Canada? I muted it just because it's all Canada, and I guess your rules are different up there. So I'm like, nah, this doesn't really apply. I don't want to keep watching.
I'll put that up. Where's the link to that?
Let me see if I...
Yeah, maybe you could just share it with me.
You know, I hate to say it. I think I got out of it.
All right. Well, trying to see if you can remember how you got into it.
They wouldn't let you mute it. But you could go into the TCV Summit official group and ask.
All right.
Somebody will drop you a link.
All right, I'll do that.
But so link is up. That's good. It's just crazy. I mean, I still don't understand this crypto stuff, how it's valued, but I don't care.
Well, it's supply and demand. I'm just a little sketchy about the wallets and keeping the wallet safe
I'm going to figure that out. That's going to be our Sunday show, and I'm trying to get really specific with these guys, you know, because even the beginners, the 101 that they promise from the summit, it's not that good.
It's not 101.
No, it's not 101. I mean, you really need to be able to really to do it right. You would say, okay, I'm going to take $100 for the benefit of everyone out there, and they're going to see all my shit.
Yeah.
You know, keys and all that stuff, and you just say, okay, this is an investment in everyone else, but at least I can walk people through how to do it and set up an account. Now, I don't know. I have to think it through, but that's missing out there. I mean, I think people just want to be told what to do as a beginner. Like, just please tell me what to do specifically. Don't throw in, you can use this exchange or that exchange or no, just choose one. Choose a cold storage wallet. When you start setting it up, tell people to go ahead and go on Amazon and order a Trezor T. And while that's waiting to come in, you'll get everything else set up. And by the time it gets in, you'll be able to have an Exodus wallet set up that then you can connect your Trezor to. And I learned that there are these, have you ever heard of a stone wallet?
No. Stone? Like a rock?
Yeah. So basically what you want to do is you have to be able to write down your keys, you know, your 12 keys or 24 keys.
Yeah.
To protect.
That's right.
So what, those are at risk for two things, theft and fire. So,
right.
You can't do anything about theft, even if you have a stone tablet, which stone paper or whatever. But basically, what it allows you to do is write on it, and you're basically etching in your keywords so that if there's ever any fire, you're not losing it's fire resistant, I guess. So that's important because they have, like, I bought, it's called a Bilfodl, B-I-L-F-O-D-L. And what that is just a bunch of these etched letters and numbers. And so you end up tearing those apart. So let's say one of your keywords is dog. So you put a D-O-G and then a space, you know, one of these little tiles that has a you know, nothing on it. You put that in, and then you put your, you just keep doing it until you have all of your 12 words there. And then if you have a treasure, you want to also put what the password is into it, the 6-digit number, so that
right.
If you get hit by a bus and your family finds it, you want to be able to have something that they'll at least be able to find somebody who knows their shit in it and say, okay, this is what my dad had in the safe. What the fuck do I do with it? And then if you have all of that, you can unlock the treasure and you can then have access to what's on it. It's like, you know, it's its own little safe that is a paperweight unless you have everything to go with it. But I can't imagine how many bitcoins out there or any kind of cryptocurrency is lost forever because people have just lost
it. I know. Their, I know.
You know?
I'm sure it's a lot. It seems
especially
crazy.
Especially people that just, like, dabbled in it in the beginning. Like, oh, yeah, I got a friend that said I should do this, so I bought 10 bitcoins and, you know, fuck it. It cost me $200 to do it, and they were $20 a piece, and I can't remember where my paper is that I put it on, and I couldn't even remember how to, you know, so I don't know. And then all of a sudden now it's 50,000 and you're like, whoa, those 20 coins are worth a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
you know, that's $1 million fuck up.
But when do you need your 12 words? When do you need that? I forget. You only need that if you're trying to recover it or something.
Right. So if you lose your, that's why the stone tablet interests me because, you know, depending upon how expensive they are, inexpensive, you want to be able to keep one with your treasure and then you want to keep one somewhere else, like maybe in a bank safety deposit box or whatever, so that if you would lose that treasure, you could still access what was on it. If you have those keywords. Yeah.
And you need your wallet address, don't you?
Well, everything would be on the treasure.
No, but if someone swipes your treasure, you need the address of the treasure.
No, but you could go to treasure.io. And you could get in.
Oh, they log their, okay, so they keep track of your, okay, they keep track.
They give you the keywords.
No, I know that, but if you lose the treasure, then they can give you another treasure, and then you just pump in the keywords, and bingo, it's a duplicate.
You got it.
Okay, right, okay, yeah.
That's the redundancy. But that's the kind of shit that people need to know, you know, who are newbies like us, is like you need to be able to have probably three, you know, what I intend to do is have one with my treasure, another one hidden somewhere in my house that my family would know where it was, in a fire bag, you know, I bought 3 fire bags so that if there's fire, the paper that's in there isn't going to burn up, and then probably put one in a safety deposit box somewhere. And you just don't think about doing any of that stuff at the beginning because you're probably investing a small amount, you know, and it's complicated.
Yeah.
I had one guy who's really smart in that summit group, and he and I have been chatting back and forth, and he said something that's pretty wise. He's like, look, dude, you can try to go 101, but he goes, this is kind of hard and for a reason. And he said, that's why everyone isn't diving in. You know, it's hard. And so you get rewarded.
Yeah, you
got
to use
early.
That brain thingy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know that people thing that most people don't use?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably the woke ones, the unmasked ones that are going to be, you know, more opportunistic through all of this. Because the fact is, you're not on mainstream news or mainstream media. I guarantee you, nobody's talking about Crypto 101.
The only thing mainstream media is doing is saying it's dangerous. One guy lost $250 million, which I think that's a lie. I really do. I'm sorry. If you have $250 million worth of Bitcoin, that took effort. You didn't get that accidentally. You got a plan. There's no way. The only reason the story is out like that, the wife said she couldn't get it. Well, maybe he didn't want you to have it. I mean, that's possible too.
Yeah, that's true.
There's just no way. There's just no way that someone who invests that kind of money is going to be so dumb and careless. I just don't buy it.
But in that case, it wasn't he invested that sum of money. It was somebody paid him in it, and he accepted it as payment, and it was $7,000 from way back when. So he really didn't comprehend what the value
maybe.
Of that was or could be.
But there could be so many reasons why the wife can't find the password. You know, maybe he's waiting for someone to steal it, and someone has the password that he gave it to, like his girlfriend. We don't know the story, but it's atrocity propaganda. It's trying to turn people off of it, make it scary, make it awful. Just take some of our government Bitcoin, and we'll take care of you. Just take a shots. We'll hold
buy your Bitcoin on PayPal. Buy it on PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah, buy your government coin. We'll take care of you. If you lose your password, you just need two vaccines, and we'll give it to you.
right?
And an anal swab.
And an anal
We will hold your password for you. Don't worry. The government will help.
I love that meme that Jeff showed of the guy bending over, getting a swab up his ass with his all masked up, and he's looking over at Jeff and his glasses and beard, and he's saying, conspiracy theorist.
I know. Yeah, I've seen a lot of those ones, yeah. I really hope that anal swab thing is fake. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think the Druid Babylonian bastards are having fun with it, and that just becomes something that there's a prop bet somewhere that they can get people in mass to take anal swabs, and somebody probably has a lot of Bitcoin bet on that, you know?
Maybe. Well, they also said today, and I think it might be a fake story in Toronto, that some guy, they didn't give his name, which to me, if the police release a story about someone being charged, I think we should get his full legal name. But they did said a 29-year-old was arrested for, and I can't remember what the charge was, for bringing in a phony PCR test that said he was negative. Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess it was something like uttering a forged document. And that would be a criminal charge. But
Jesus.
I don't even know how would they know it's a negative test. It's a forger. And we all know that they want to synchronize this and standardize it around the world, so this can't happen. So a Jamaican test will look the same as a Lithuanian test. You'll all be tied to your worldwide identification. But I think this story was atrocity propaganda myself.
Yeah.
Just trying to once more scare Canadians.
You know what's interesting is just a personal observation is that, and I've been encouraging the people in the Uncle Odd discussion on Telegram. I've just been kind of withdrawn from that as far as adding any content or even really reading a lot of it. But I see it's very, very active, which is cool. So I wanted to encourage, I said, but I feel like, you know, proud papa that, you know, you give birth to something and then you just see it propagate and grow. And it's kind of cool. But I look at everything that is in there and I'm like, if I spent all my time in there, it would just be depressing because it tells you, it's all bad news. Yeah. And so that's why this crypto thing for me is healthy because it takes my mind off of all of the evil that's truly out there and where they're taking, you know, the non-masked ones. And it's kind of like I'm raising my hand and saying, okay, I get it. I understand. This is not good. It's not good. It is what it is. But okay, let's just see how we might be able to make some money. I don't
know. Hopefully, you can spend it somewhere in the future, wherever. Yeah.
Well,
I think
we'll be able to do that. But who knows? Who knows? But I still think it's so ground floor that if you get in now, that it's just smart. And you know, what's the alternative? Keeping your fiat currency in a bank that might go negative interest rates soon.
Yeah, with 9% inflation, which means you just took a 9%
right.
pay cut if you're still getting paid, if you still have a job.
Right.
And if people don't understand, a 9% inflation means unless your salary went up 9%, you just took a huge pay cut.
You know, after I went through bankruptcy and came out, you know, the other end humbled.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got my job back 2012. With the same group, it's like I was so grateful of my base salary, right? I never even questioned year over year. It's just I've never gotten any kind of a raise. So, right before Super Bowl, my boss sent me a text saying, "Hey, just want to let you know, Todd, he got a raise."
Oh, nice!
Cool. Yeah, it was 3% over 12 years. 3% raise since 2012. That when you talk about inflation, it was 3%. So we'll take it. We'll take it.
It's better than no percent.
It's better than no percent. Right. And then I had a there's one of our portfolio companies that I was dealing with who was a real dick. Just one of these guys that felt like I was forced on them. And I'm not unique. There were three other people from the way my company works is like we have subject matter experts. And
right.
so when a new portfolio is either bought or invested in, my boss that, I'll get a call saying, "Hey, we need you to, lean into this and help these guys out." And the entrepreneurs on the other side, they all feel like we're kind of forced upon them. And so usually it's invited. Usually they're like, "Oh, this is great. We get a, this is awesome. Thank you." And we add value. But this one particular company, the guy just felt so, the entire time it was negative energy. And it was like he just resented the fact that there were three from our company that were involved in his business. And he just didn't make it easy. So yesterday I fired him.
I
feel like I took a big dump. He called and he was just in his kind of mood. And I'm like,
look, man,
I tell you what, I hate swinging at air. So I'm only as good and capable as you open up and allow me to be. And it just seems like you're holding your card so close to the vest that I don't feel like I'm adding any value. And so let's just say that we gave it a good shot and part ways. And he was all in. He was all in. But man, I felt so good today when I woke up and I'm focusing on another portfolio company where the CEO is 1,000% the opposite, just totally into, getting better and creating a different marketing message and taking counsel. And it's kind of back to fun again. So So that's a good,
different personalities work better with different personalities. You just don't know.
Yeah.
That could be it too.
Well, this one guy in particular though, he's in for a, I don't know. He'll get his comings because I'm the third person who's basically withdrawn from working with him. And
he doesn't play well with others.
There's one common denominator, and that's not going unnoticed by the powers that be in my company.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But I don't know, bro. All right. Well, I'm going to go.
All right.
Cook some dinner. Good talking to you again.
Enjoy your dinner, sir. As always,
right.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk later.
We'll
take care.
Talk to you. Bye.